We'll continue the call with Arizona State coach Todd Graham. The Sun Devils are on the road at Washington this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Press star then the number one to ask your question. Again, that's star then the number one. Again, that's star then the number one to ask your question.
Any questions for coach?
Our first question is from Leo Haggerty with It Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, Arizona State has been down a little bit lately. What are you doing to move the Sun Devils back to the upper echelon of the Pac-12?
Well, we started off pretty good this year and then got some guys hurt and big thing is just getting healthy. We're a young football team, and so, you know, our big thing is just to continue to get better and, play better. You know, we've just lost a few close games here, and that's kind of where we're at. But, we'd done really well, and then the last couple of years we've, hovered down there around, 6-6, and that's something we can't do. We just got to get better.
Coach, what's the one thing you have to do on offense and defense to beat the Huskies?
The number one thing is turnover ratio. We have to win the turnover ratio. They've done a great job of taking care of the ball. The one game they lost is they turned the football over in. And so the key, I think, is turning the football over. And then one of the biggest challenges, I think, about playing them is the explosive play. The explosive play and kicking game on punt return, kickoff return. And then Ross, I think Ross is one of the most explosive players in the country. So we got to win the turnover ratio battle. Be plus three there is what the key is. And then the hardest thing about defending them, I think, is their explosiveness. And so, you got to make sure you don't give them cheap ones.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time. I have a little historical reference here. Admiral Yamamoto said after he found out that Pearl Harbor was a sneak attack, we awoke a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve. Are you worried that's what you may face up in Washington Saturday in Seattle?
I haven't thought of it in that terms. We're just trying to get better, and we've had quite a few of our guys out and injured, and we're trying to get them back. And we know we're playing probably, arguably, the best team in the league, and we've got to play our best. And I'll look for our guys to do that. But no, we don't. I haven't thought of it in those terms.
Coach, good luck Saturday.
Thank you, buddy.
Your next question is from Kevin Gimmel with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned the injuries, and I know you started to get some guys back, but how much does it hurt when those guys can't practice as much? Because I know you want to keep them fresh for the game. How much does that impact performance on the field?
Yeah, that's been really difficult because, Manny's played, but he's had very, very limited practice, as well as, we've had as many as 10 starters out and pretty much for a month.
Yep.
And so that's been difficult. And, hopefully we'll be a little bit more healthy this week, having Salamo out. It's two of our starting linebackers out with him and Christian out. And then, we got Kareem and Armand back, but Armand can't hardly practice. Missing the practice, you just can't have your time and you can't be at the top of your game. And then, the games in the Pac-12 are so close. That's the difference a lot of times is just execution and the little things.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Again, to ask a question, star then the number one.
Any further questions? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Todd, hey, appreciate your time today. Don't worry about just two questions. We had Helton and Helford shut out today, so two's better than none.
All right, good. All right, okay.
All right.
See you.
Have a good day. We'll see you.